Beloved brothers and sisters, today we gather to reflect on the powerful and life-changing words spoken by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. His words are not simply sentences preserved in history. They are truth, life, and light for every person who hears and believes them. They carry authority, they heal wounds, they break chains, and they transform hearts. Quote 1, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11 verse 28. This is one of the most comforting promises of Jesus. In a world filled with stress, anxiety, and heavy responsibilities, Jesus invites us to lay down our burdens at His feet. Imagine the Savior standing with open arms saying, "Come to me." He does not say, "Go fix yourself first." He does not say, "Earn my love." He simply says, "Come." The world tells us to carry more, to try harder, to push further. But Jesus tells us to rest in Him. He knows your sleepless nights, your hidden pain, and your silent tears. And He promises rest, not just physical rest, but rest for your soul. When life feels overwhelming, remember this quote. Whisper it in your heart, "Lord, I come to you. I give you my burden." Quote 2, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14 verse 6. These words define who Jesus is. He is not simply a good teacher or a wise prophet. He is the way. That means He is the only path to eternal life. He is the truth, which means everything He says is unshakable and reliable. He is the life, which means apart from Him, we cannot find true life or purpose. This quote reminds us that salvation is not found in religion, rituals, or human effort. Salvation is found in a person, Jesus Christ. If you are searching for direction, Jesus is the way. If you are drowning in confusion, Jesus is the truth. If you feel empty inside, Jesus is the life. Quote 3, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Luke 23 verse 34. Spoken from the cross, these words reveal the unimaginable mercy of Jesus. Even while being mocked, beaten, and crucified, He extended forgiveness. This is not human love. This is divine love. The kind of love that looks at enemies and prays for their forgiveness. When Jesus said these words, He wasn't only speaking about the soldiers who nailed Him to the cross. He was speaking about all of us because our sins placed Him there. This quote challenges us. If Jesus could forgive those who hurt Him the most, can we forgive those who hurt us? Forgiveness is not weakness, it is freedom. It is the reflection of God's love in our hearts. Quote 4, "With man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Matthew 19 verse 26. Jesus spoke this after a rich man walked away unwilling to give up his wealth for the kingdom. The disciples wondered, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus answered with this powerful truth. On our own, we cannot achieve salvation. On our own, we cannot break addictions, overcome sins, or carry life's burdens. But with God, nothing is impossible. This quote is for the person who feels stuck. For the one who thinks change is out of reach. For the believer who feels hopeless. Jesus reminds us, what looks impossible to man is completely possible with God. No matter what mountain stands before you, God's power is greater. Quote 5, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives." John 14 verse 27. The world's peace is temporary. It depends on circumstances, on money, success, or comfort. But the peace of Jesus is eternal, unshakable, and not dependent on what's happening around us. This peace calms the storm inside even when the storm outside is raging. Have you noticed how anxious the world has become? Fear of the future, wars, sickness, and uncertainty, these things steal peace. But Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." When fear knocks on your door, answer with this quote. Say, "Lord, give me your peace." Quote 6, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." Matthew 5 verse 14. Here, Jesus reminds us of our identity. We are not meant to hide our faith. We are called to shine. The world is full of darkness, sin, hatred, lies, and despair. But Jesus says, "You are the light." That means your words, your actions, and your life can point people to Him. Do not underestimate your influence. Even a small candle can light up a dark room. Likewise, your testimony, your kindness, your love can light up someone's life. Jesus is the true light, and He calls us to reflect Him to the world. Quote 7. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew 6 verse 33. So often we worry about tomorrow. We chase after money, success, and security. But Jesus tells us to shift our priorities. Seek God first. Put Him above everything else. And then, everything you truly need will follow. This quote is a reminder: worry less, trust more. If God takes care of the birds of the air and the flowers of the field, how much more will He take care of you? Quote 8. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Matthew 6 verse 3. These words teach humility and giving. Jesus does not want us to give to impress others. He wants us to give with pure hearts, not seeking recognition. True generosity is done in secret, for the eyes of God alone. And when you give like that, Jesus promises that your Father in heaven will reward you. This quote reminds us that God values the heart more than the show. Quote 9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Matthew 5 verse 9. In a world full of conflict, Jesus calls us to be peacemakers. Not peace lovers only, but peacemakers. Those who actively bring peace into broken places. Being a peacemaker means forgiving quickly, loving deeply, and choosing unity over division. When we do this, we reflect the nature of our Heavenly Father. This quote is an invitation to live differently than the world. Quote 10. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, yet lose his soul? Mark 8 verse 36. This is one of the most sobering questions Jesus ever asked. The world offers fame, wealth, and power. But what good is all of that if you lose your soul for eternity? No amount of success on earth can compare to the treasure of eternal life with Christ. This quote calls us to examine our hearts. What are we chasing? Temporary gain or eternal life? Beloved brothers and sisters, today we gather to reflect on the powerful and life-changing words spoken by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. His words are not simply sentences preserved in history. They are truth, life, and light for every person who hears and believes them. They carry authority, they heal wounds, they break chains, and they transform hearts. Quote 1. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11 verse 28. This is one of the most comforting promises of Jesus. In a world filled with stress, anxiety, and heavy responsibilities, Jesus invites us to lay down our burdens at His feet. Imagine the Savior standing with open arms saying, "Come to me." He does not say, "Go fix yourself first." He does not say, "Earn my love." He simply says, "Come." The world tells us to carry more, to try harder, to push further. But Jesus tells us to rest in Him. He knows your sleepless nights, your hidden pain, and your silent tears. And He promises rest, not just physical rest, but rest for your soul. When life feels overwhelming, remember this quote. Whisper it in your heart, "Lord, I come to you. I give you my burden." Quote 2. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. John 14 verse 6. These words define who Jesus is. He is not simply a good teacher or a wise prophet. He is the way. That means He is the only path to eternal life. He is the truth, which means everything He says is unshakable and reliable. He is the life, which means apart from Him, we cannot find true life or purpose. This quote reminds us that salvation is not found in religion, rituals, or human effort. Salvation is found in a person, Jesus Christ. If you are searching for direction, Jesus is the way. If you are drowning in confusion, Jesus is the truth. If you feel empty inside, Jesus is the life. Quote 3. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. Luke 23 verse 34. Spoken from the cross, these words reveal the unimaginable mercy of Jesus. Even while being mocked, beaten, and crucified, he extended forgiveness. This is not human love. This is divine love. The kind of love that looks at enemies and prays for their forgiveness. When Jesus said these words, he wasn't only speaking about the soldiers who nailed him to the cross. He was speaking about all of us because our sins placed him there. This quote challenges us. If Jesus could forgive those who hurt him the most, can we forgive those who hurt us? Forgiveness is not weakness. It is freedom. It is the reflection of God's love in our hearts. Quote 4, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Matthew 19 verse 26. Jesus spoke this after a rich man walked away unwilling to give up his wealth for the kingdom. The disciples wondered, who then can be saved? And Jesus answered with this powerful truth. On our own we cannot achieve salvation. On our own we cannot break addictions, overcome sins, or carry life's burdens. But with God nothing is impossible. This quote is for the person who feels stuck. For the one who thinks change is out of reach. For the believer who feels hopeless. Jesus reminds us, what looks impossible to man is completely possible with God. No matter what mountain stands before you, God's power is greater. Quote 5, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. John 14 verse 27. The world's peace is temporary. It depends on circumstances, on money, success, or comfort. But the peace of Jesus is eternal, unshakable, and not dependent on what's happening around us. This peace calms the storm inside even when the storm outside is raging. Have you noticed how anxious the world has become? Fear of the future, wars, sickness, and uncertainty, these things steal peace. But Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." When fear knocks on your door, answer with this quote. Say, "Lord, give me your peace." Quote 6, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden." Matthew 5 verse 14. Here, Jesus reminds us of our identity. We are not meant to hide our faith. We are called to shine. The world is full of darkness, sin, hatred, lies, and despair. But Jesus says, "You are the light." That means your words, your actions, and your life can point people to him. Do not underestimate your influence. Even a small candle can light up a dark room. Likewise, your testimony, your kindness, your love can light up someone's life. Jesus is the true light, and he calls us to reflect him to the world. Quote 7, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Matthew 6 verse 33. So often we worry about tomorrow. We chase after money, success, and security. But Jesus tells us to shift our priorities. Seek God first. Put him above everything else. And then, everything you truly need will follow. This quote is a reminder, worry less. Trust more. If God takes care of the birds of the air and the flowers of the field, how much more will he take care of you? Quote 8. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Matthew 6 verse 3. These words teach humility and giving. Jesus does not want us to give to impress others. He wants us to give with pure hearts, not seeking recognition. True generosity is done in secret, for the eyes of God alone. And when you give like that, Jesus promises that your Father in heaven will reward you. This quote reminds us that God values the heart more than the show. Quote 9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Matthew 5 verse 9. In a world full of conflict, Jesus calls us to be peacemakers. Not peace lovers only, but peacemakers. Those who actively bring peace into broken places. Being a peacemaker means forgiving quickly, loving deeply, and choosing unity over division. When we do this, we reflect the nature of our Heavenly Father. This quote is an invitation to live differently than the world. Quote 10, "For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world, yet lose his soul?" Mark 8 verse 36. This is one of the most sobering questions Jesus ever asked. The world offers fame, wealth, and power. But what good is all of that if you lose your soul for eternity? No amount of success on earth can compare to the treasure of eternal life with Christ. This quote calls us to examine our hearts. What are we chasing? Temporary gain or eternal life?